Humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you think Loren's listening to us right now?
Yeah, Loren is just running a tad late. She said yesterday when we were at Peculiar Rabbit for our Levine Children's Hospital fundraiser, which, by the way, was awesome. Thanks to everybody who came out. Most of the people that came out enjoyed the taco bar. So thanks to the Peculiar Rabbit for that. She said, I'm running late because Cash is running a fever. And I said, I hope he doesn't get the stomach illness that, you know, Dean got, my son. And sure enough, I heard my phone buzzing at 1:30. And you know what's so funny? It's like a game show for me.
I try to figure out who it is.
I know it's least likely going to be Nicole.
Right.
Most likely going to be Roy saying he can't sleep. Yes. And then, like, Loren, since Cash had the fever, I was like, it's probably her.
Yeah.
And I wanted to check so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to wait to 4:15 when I wake up.
It's a fun game you're playing.
To see who texted, and sure enough. And then Loren texted again.
Really?
It was like a 1:30 text, and I think like a...
You
like
act like you weren't on the text chain.
Dude, I passed out. And then I didn't read my text messages this morning.
Yes, she said at 1:02, Cash just threw up all over his room. Manny, you jinxed me. 2:56, I might be late, LOL. I'll keep you posted. 4:27, while I was in the shower. Do you guys mind if I come in like around 6:15? He's up right now, but I should get him back down. You want to call her and see where she's at?
Yeah, let's call her.
All right. Nine, one, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. She's screaming at her car. Don't say my number.
Oh, crap. What if it wakes up her son? Are you in the car?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yay! I knew you would. I knew you would. Where are you?
I'm on Providence Road.
Like Providence, like you just left your house, Providence, or Providence, like close to the radio station, Providence?
Like just after Fairview.
Oh, okay.
We should have her do something.
Honk your horn.
Could you hear it?
No. Do you know where it is?
You probably can't hear it if I'm driving.
Lay on the horn.
She's looking for it.
Yeah, lay on the horn so everyone knows that you're the Loren driving the white stormtrooper.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know if anyone heard me, but...
I can't hear it. That's the worst horn ever.
Well, Jeeps are pretty loud. I mean, they're usually loud when they're driving, so...
You should go through a drive-thru and do the I Love You game.
What's that?
What's the I Love You game?
Oh, it's an old-school radio thing where they have to say I love you back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to say, give your order, which, by the way, I would love a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. And then
is this your way of asking me to get breakfast?
No.
And then say, okay, I love you, and they have to say I love you back.
That's well, strange. What if they don't say I love you back immediately? How do you
don't get the prize.
But you're out whatever you spent in the drive-thru. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or whatever gift, like whatever prize the radio station had at the time.
Hmm.
How's Cash?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know his temperament. He got up, like, every 45 minutes last night after he projectile vomited all over his room and all over me.
Oh, I told you. There's something going around.
Yeah. My mother-in-law's there, so she's, like, trying to help me. You know, but Cash only wants mom when he's sick.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there with no pants on. I'm trying to give him a bath in the middle of the night because he's already puked all over both of us.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like... It's been a rough week in the Strigger household.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, motherhood at its best.
We should do this more often. Like, if Loren takes an off day, we should just have her on the phone.
Yeah.
All morning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Live from Cash's nursery.
Yeah.
All right.
See you soon.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Bye.
So, wait, is that food not happening? Or?
Yeah. I mean, Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's?
Okay. So, tell me for real. Do you really want me to go get food? Because I can.
Depends where you're going.
Well, there's nothing on Providence Road, so I would have
that
to
is true.
By the station.
Yeah, her route to Providence Road passes nothing.
Yeah.
You pass the Levine Children's Hospital, you can go into the...
I do.
Yeah, you can go into the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Mm. Pay for parking, get on the elevator, talk to the front desk, get let in.
That's the whole thing.
And we'll see you by 9. All right, bye.
All right, I'll pick that one.
Okay. All right, up next, an early morning phone slam featuring our buddy Roy. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. If you've heard it, the feedback we're getting, it's one of the funniest ones that a lot of people enjoy listening to. Roy, what do you say? You want to take these people to what court?
Oh, I don't just take them to court. I take them to Judge Judy's court. Their reaction is priceless. We'll do another phone slam coming up here in 5 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Leroy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren is on her way here.
Is she in the drive-thru right now?
Yes.
Oh, Loren texted us? Want me to do the dirty for my car, says Loren. Loren's going through what appears to be a McDonald's drive-thru. I like the McMuffins.
By the way, Roy, while I'm dialing, tell everyone the cool thing that Loren is doing today with the Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, so we have a big superstar on the show today. Andy Cohen is going to be stopping by to play Can't Beat Loren.
He's not here. He's calling
okay,
in.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stopping
Hello?
By. Hi, Loren. You're live on the radio.
Hi.
Are you in the drive-thru?
I am.
I'll take a number 7.
Well, I already got you a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Well, you can't go wrong with bacon, egg, and or cheese on
I
a biscuit.
I love you.
Yep, you can't go wrong there.
Are you waiting to pick up the food? Have you ordered already?
Yeah, I already ordered. I'm literally pulling up to the window.
Okay, when you leave, say I love you and see if they say I love you back.
Okay, are you going to stay on the phone with me?
Yeah. Of course we are, yeah. This is somehow show content.
There you go.
Yep, we got, yeah.
Okay.
Also, do you think they know it's you?
What?
Do you think they're like, oh my
what?
God, do you think like they're like, oh my God, the Loren?
No, is it no. Number one, I'm supposed to be at work right now.
Oh.
Number two.
I just thought maybe they knew Radio Royalty was sitting in their drive-thru.
I wish that was the case.
Right. Should we call them real quick and let them know?
Excuse me, I want to let you know a big superstar is in your drive-thru. She is, yeah.
Where are you, the one on South Boulevard?
Yeah, South Boulevard. She could barely hear me, like, at the drive-thru.
Oh, so, I know, it's worse. It's like, can I have you over here?
No, the best is when they go, welcome to McDonald's. Can I get you a breakfast biscuit and some hot coffee? And you go, no thanks. And all of a sudden you hear, how can I help you? It's an entirely different voice.
Because it's the pre-recorded? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the scenario? Are you to the window yet?
I'm at the window. I just gave her my card. I just paid. I got you guys hash browns, too. And she said those are taking a little longer. So.
That's unacceptable.
That's too fine.
That's fine.
But I will say I love you when I leave and see what happens.
Now, when you say I love you, Loren, you need to look into their eyes. Like, just stare into their eyes and go, I love you.
It's, like, unhealthy.
Like, really awkwardly.
Okay. Kind of, yeah.
Like, I really didn't even want food. I just had to come here to tell you that.
When you grab the food, like, touch the hand.
Oh, no. Yeah. The fingertips. Touch the tips. Touch them.
The tickle.
I've had that a couple times where they've tickled my hand at the drive-thru.
Okay. Well, yeah. Bail money's under the bed.
That's fine.
Is it a guy or girl at the drive-thru?
A woman.
No.
Yeah. So
I think I'd have a better shot with I love you with a dude, though.
Eh.
Oh, yeah. It seems to work with Nicole, okay.
I get an orange juice with this. I didn't realize that. I think I do. Oh, maybe that's somebody else's. Oh, now I'm holding up the whole line.
It's fine. That's fine. And are you going to, when you get the bag, are you going to go through everything to make sure it's all there?
No, not enough. Sorry. Talking to the guy behind me.
Oh.
Got his windows down.
Remember when Roy went through the drive-thru on World Record Day? And Roy, by the way, owns the world record in the since,
world,
I guess,
yeah.
Like,
question
January.
Asked,
right? Yeah, I was in the drive-thru for what, like,
it was
a minute and a half, 2 minutes?
84 questions or something, right?
I can't remember but I was in the drive-thru forever.
I mean, it was like 20. I think the video that we took was like 17 or 20.
20 minutes.
Minutes.
20 minutes through a drive-thru.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you so much. I love you. You too.
This
did
it.
Not get an I love you
what?
Back, by the way. Nope.
Hey,
he smiled and said, have a great day. I even did the hand touch.
You tickled the tips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably made her feel awkward, though.
You know what also I get sometimes through the drive-thru? I don't know if the women are hitting on me, but they'll sometimes throw in a little something extra.
Like the, what?
Like sometimes they'll be like, hey, I got you a couple cookies in there, sweetheart.
Really?
Like, give me like a little wink or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a weird way to flirt with someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I ate the cookies.
That's also the McDonald's that only takes cash overnight, which I think is strange. So.
Yeah, it's a cash operation at nighttime. It's a whole thing.
It should be the other way around. They shouldn't have cash at nighttime.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole thing.
You're just asking to be held up. All right, Loren. All right. Since you're driving back, we'll see you in a minute, okay?
All right, I'll see you in
All right. All right. There's Loren running a little late because her son Cash was throwing up this morning, and Dallas isn't home. He's out of town, and don't ask what goes on in that house.
When the dirty comes, we're just going to let the music play and pretend like Loren's doing the dirty.
We'll just wait for her?
Yeah.
The U.S. Postal Service is launching their first ever scratch-and-sniff stamps, y'all.
I saw that yesterday.
Yep. They have said that they'll be out by June 20th, starting in Austin, Texas. And the Frozen Treats Forever stamps are going to be pictures of Icy Pops on a stick and come in a variety of shapes and flavors. Those interested in ordering the Scratch and Sniff stamps can do so. We'll put the link up at kiss95.1.com. Icy Pops on a stick.
That's Nicole. Pretty cool.
Did you guys like did you ever realize that the Scratch and Sniff stuff never sniffed and smelt like it? Like the item it was, it always smelt like...
What's the one that was... Because like the strawberries and blueberries were strong smells, but there was one maybe that like never... did it right, and I think it was banana. Like
banana.
A banana scratch and sniff was never right.
I always felt like things smelled very vanilla. Like everything was vanilla smelling.
I think it kind of smelled like a stamp or stickers.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
I like the markers.
Oh, yeah, my niece has those. Yeah. The blueberry and all that stuff. Yeah.
Quick round the room. Favorite smell? Favorite smell. Mine is grass. Fresh cut grass. And my wife hates it. I don't know how you can hate the smell of fresh-cut grass.
Yeah, grass is nice. Mine is a tie. Gasoline.
Not bad.
And rain. Love the smell of a rain. Fresh rain.
That's good.
Yeah. Mine's a tie, too. Garlic and onion.
What?
You're joking.
I love the smell of both.
She picked the worst two combos.
Not together, but like every time I cook, when I have to smell the garlic before putting it in, and I cut onions, I'm just.
Doesn't that make you cry?
No, I wear when I cook, I wear contacts. It just happens that way, and I think that the contacts work as a shield.
Oh my gosh,
Roy almost had an aneurysm when you told him that.
Yeah. Because it's the worst two smells in history.
I kind of agree with Roy. There aren't those.
I don't think so.
I think that's the ingredients to get rid of vampires. Onions and garlic or whatever.
Yeah, rubber. Rubber's not a bad smell.
Rubber's a pretty good smell, yeah.
I don't like new car smell.
What?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Chemicals.
You think it's killing you.
It is, but that's a different.
Oh, it's so good. It's a fresh start. Aren't you in a Hyundai right now?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have the fresh car smell?
It does.
Well, you better give it back. You don't like it.
You know, it's also good is, you know how like places have the same smell? Like they have their own scent? Like CVS has its own scent.
You're right. CVS does have a scent. So does Walmart and Target.
Right. Like if you ever walk into any CVS or any Target, it smells the same.
So does Uptown.
Casinos? What? Uptown Cabaret? Yeah. Those clubs have their own smell, too.
They do.
Do you know that casinos spray a scent? They pump it through the vents. It's a, like, soothing scent that will keep people in the casinos.
Lauren, she has her, like, sales conference in Vegas every year, and they pump oxygen in the clubs to keep them up.
When I marketed,
they know all the tricks.
When I marketed that chocolate company, we, of course, didn't cook chocolate every day. We'd cook it in mass, so we would pump in fake chocolate smells into the store to make people think that we're back there cooking chocolate.
It's interesting. All right. Yeah. For more smell chat, reach out to us at the MRL show. Up next, we're going to talk about jobs that aren't even going to exist in 20 years
from
now.
By the way, I imagine the wrench driving in the car going, oh, God, I got to get back in. They're talking about smelling stuff.
All right, we're going to talk about jobs that won't exist 20 years from now. One of them is where Loren just was.
Mm.
Holy cow, we'll talk about it in under 10 minutes. In just about an hour from now, Loren is going to be playing Can't Beat Loren against a celebrity contestant. That's right, Andy Cohen, the creator of all the Housewives franchises, and also, like, what is it? What else? He does that after show.
Yes, he does.
Andy After Dark or something like
that? No.
Watch what?
I don't know. Watch What Happens Live.
Is that, yeah.
And then he also does Love Connection, and he's got a radio show. Like, he does everything.
Yeah, he's actually coming to town with Anderson Cooper, so he'll be on to promote that at 7:20-ish, and then he'll play Can't Beat Loren. So these are jobs that won't exist in 20 years from now, according to the website Insider.
Is the radio on there?
No. You know what these are? These are jobs where machines and robots are actually taking over.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we still got to be here to entertain you.
There is a hotel in New York City, and I want to say it's called Rotel, and it is 100%, like, when you check in, done by machine. So you, like, check into a kiosk, and then if you aren't ready to check into your room, like, if your room is not ready, it takes your luggage, and a whole machine comes out, takes it, and then stores it in this thing that looks like a parking deck.
I always thought that that a machine could do a check-in. Because you don't have to check out.
No, it's true. You don't. And that's why I don't understand when people go to the movies, they go see the person at the ticket booth.
Right. I just do mine online.
Dude, there's usually a line for people getting tickets from the person.
Yeah, I'm that person. Either. I still stand in line.
What?
I
why? Know.
Why not go to the machine, the kiosk?
You know, I guess just because I've been standing in the line since I was little, I never even think to go to the kiosk unless the line is out of control.
Okay.
And then I'm like, how can I get around this line?
By the way, I look at the kiosk of the electronic kiosk, and I think those people are crazy. I'm like, just do it from your smartphone.
What are you even doing that for?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, that's how.
And then if you want to break it down even further, why are you even doing that? Get a Roku that's broken. You watch the movies on your own.
Yeah.
Cracked Roku, I believe they call them. All right, anyway, these are jobs that eventually will become humanless. Fast food workers.
What? Well, you need those.
Well, Roy, apparently not. Machines will be able to do it in 20 years from now. Okay. Mail carriers, referees.
Referees? You need a referee.
Our own Joaquin referees lacrosse. But I guess, dude, they'll have machines and
how's the machines going to know?
Beams and, well, they're already in some baseball leagues. There's no umpires.
Really?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There's a computer that does balls and strikes.
Not professional baseball, though.
Like minor leagues.
Okay.
Yeah, they're testing it in certain leagues. Meter readers, people that come to your house, they can do that electronically. Yeah. Telemarketers.
Your robot's going to call you? They're basically doing it already.
We've had telemarketing calls to our cell phones in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It happens.
Travel agents, Lauren. You can just do it online.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much do it myself.
Dispatchers, Roy, no more 911 backup for you.
I'm sure that they're not talking about 911. I'm sure they're talking about taxi dispatchers.
911, how can I help you?
Yeah, you need a person at 911.
Did you say ambulance? No, fire.
Ambulance being sent now. No, I want the fire department. Sending pet police. Animal control.
So those are just a couple. There's a couple more, but it says it'll be a better environment for people. They're driving less, using less machinery, and expending less energy doing these jobs. So... those are the jobs.
So what jobs are we going to create in place of these?
Yeah, but you know
what?
Nurses,
doctors.
But someone's also going to have to fix the robots. So
get into robot tech.
Right. See?
There you go. Still to come. Good to see radio wasn't on that list.
That's good.
You need personality for radio?
No, we still got to entertain people.
What are you talking about? Cannot compute. That's our bosses.
Yeah.
Why are you not getting ratings? I'll tell you what. There's another article that came out. We got to get into this. Plus, something really funny happened with Roy last night at the Peculiar Rabbit for our Levine Children's Hospital thing.
It's so embarrassing.
We'll get into that. But you're not alone, Roy. This is the perfect first date according to science. Science says we're going to tell you how to have the perfect first date. We'll do it in under 10 minutes.
The Hyundai Memorial Day event ends soon.
Kiss 95.1 is going to be at the grand opening celebration of Carolina Auto Source on Independence Boulevard this Friday from 11 to 1. Enjoy free lunch and check out the awesome selection of used vehicles at unbelievable low prices. That's on East Independence Boulevard. The spot, once again, is Carolina Auto Source. The perfect first date, according to science. Science says there's a specific thing you should wear. There's a specific no-no that you should never do. And there's a specific time that you should have this date for on a first date. Oh, sorry, Roy. There you are.
A specific time is kind of confusing to me. Okay.
Yep. We're going to break it all down in 3 minutes.
The Manny. Yeah. Oh, I'm one girl. Come and strip that down for me. Yeah. You're the one girl. Come and strip that down for me. Yeah. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
We are giving away $500 with Wake Up and Win. It's very simple. All you do is go to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name at that time, call us back and you get $500. So literally, just for listening to us, we could call out your name and you get $500.
If anybody hears any of these and you want to chime in at 704-570-9595, feel free to do so. Phone lines are open. Operators are standing by. By the way, thanks, everyone, speaking of operators, for donating yesterday to Play Anything Day. We're tallying up all the requests that came in and all the online stuff. We should have a total amount for you coming up here either today or tomorrow morning. So we're excited to tell you guys that. So thanks so much for being part of Play Anything Day. Thankfully, science is on our side, Lauren, when it comes to the perfect first date.
All right.
This is what works and what doesn't work on the first date. Research shows that even before you go out on the date, 81% of singles lie about their height, their weight, and their age.
Okay.
Which leads to an awkward first date. So you're setting yourself up for failure right away.
Well, our midday bae, Cameron's, she's really tall. And she says that she has this problem all the time, that guys lie about how tall they are. And then she meets them and she's towering over them and she feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, she said she had a horrible first date last week.
I know.
She used some new app.
Yeah. The outfit. The most important thing when getting dressed, according to science, is to wear something you feel comfortable and confident in.
Yeah, of course.
Red is associated with passion, and a lot of people like to wear black because it makes them feel confident. So wear what works for you on a first date.
Yeah, I'd probably go the black route.
The conversation. According to Match.com Singles in America survey of 550,000 men and women, 80% of daters say that talking about politics, money, and religion is totally cool on a first date.
Mm.
Because it's what everyone's talking about anyway. So why stay away from it? The one topic science says to stay away from is the exes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm so interested. I'm interested in that.
Me too, Roy.
See, and I'm dodging all of those conversations like the plague.
But I'm asking on a first date, tell me about your ex. And then I say, I'm so much better than that. You're not going to get that with me. And isn't that important?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to believe you until we go on a couple dates.
You can tell on the first date how a person is.
I think my first date, I was complaining the whole time.
That's the thing, is you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to give off the wrong expectation or the wrong vibe about yourself. So if you ask me about my ex and I had a terrible breakup with that person, then what am I supposed to do? Sit there and bash them?
Yeah.
And now I look like a bad person because I'm bashing somebody. You just say it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Why? Like, who cares why?
We'd both jump on board. I would jump on board with you, too, and be like, well, that's terrible. Oh, that's awful.
See, I don't feel like it's any of your business at that point.
All right. The last thing is, there's two more. The manners, turn off your phones. 75% of daters think that answering your phone on a first date is super rude. Don't text, don't answer your date unless it's an emergency. Don't text or answer your phone unless it's an emergency.
Yeah. And I remember when Sterling and I first started dating, we never used our phones at dinner. We'd always be talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then like now, not like we're on our phones the whole time, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now it's easy, you know, you run out of things to talk about sometimes.
What about the length of the first date? According to a Match.com survey.
An hour.
What do you think the sweet spot is? Roy, you say an hour. Lauren, what do you say?
You don't want to go too long, and you don't want to go too short.
But maybe I say 45 minutes, like coffee date in the morning.
How are you guys going to learn anything about each other in 45 minutes or an hour?
If that's the first date, then I'm not like obligated to stay if I'm not into it.
That's fine, but what's the sweet spot if you think that things are going well?
An hour, because it can't be 30 minutes, and I don't think it should be 2 hours.
You can't have dinner in an hour.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say 2 hours.
The sweet spot's around 2.5 hours,
you
according
can't
to
have
Match.com.
Dinner in an hour?
No.
What restaurant are you going to?
Well, we all don't go out to eat at 4, Roy.
Yeah,
it takes a minute to get served. Got to have drinks. Then you're going to tell the waiter's going to come over. You're going to be like, hey, give me a minute. You know, we're not ready yet. We haven't even looked at the menus because we're sitting here talking about each other and talking to each other.
I'm just saying, when it's a fast operation at Chili's. You know what I mean? In and out.
All right. Fair enough. We'll dive into some more of these later on in the show because I want to find out like what rule, you know, somebody you went on a date with broke. Like, were they on their phone the whole time? Because that's super annoying. But up next, Lauren, Roy mentioned something to me last night when we were out for Levine's Peculiar Rabbit Night.
Oh, and I'm so embarrassed about this. Something happening involving my coworkers. We'll get into that after Imagine Dragons here in Kiss.
You guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Wake up and win. Your chance at $500 can come at any time. So you head over to the website, tell us what time you wake up, listen to the MRL show using the app, Kiss95.1.
I would say that if you told us you wake up in the 7 o'clock hour, you might want to be listening.
Speaking of the 7 o'clock hour, about 20 minutes from now, Andy Cohen is going to join us for a quick chat. Then he has agreed to play Can't Beat Loren, so we'll have Andy on for a good 20 minutes or so.
I'm so excited about that. Loren's our pop princess. He's also everything with pop culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be such a good battle.
You feel confident that maybe you can beat him?
Yeah.
You think maybe he'll get one wrong, huh?
Maybe. Okay. You never know. I think he's really busy in life, so maybe he doesn't have time to follow it.
That is true. I mean, the guy has a whole radio station named after him and TV shows. But last night, we want to thank everyone for listening and being part of the Play Anything Day broadcast yesterday, where he used a lot of good money for the kids inside of the Levine Children's Hospital. And last night, we were at the Peculiar Rabbit in Plaza Midwood. And we had an all-you-can-eat taco bar, which was so cool. Thanks for everyone who came out to that and donated to help the kids at Levine. So Manny and I, Loren, I think this might have been before you got there. A lot of our coworkers were kind of pouring into Peculiar Rabbit, and I'm eating with them. And I'm like, dude, I don't know some of these people.
From the office?
Right. And it's embarrassing because our show's been here for a good bit now. Like, we've been here long enough to where we've seen a lot of staff come and go.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've been here for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just, you know, and understand, like, it's not because we're antisocial or we just refuse to talk to other staff members. It's just that we work mornings and we're out of here typically by noon. And
our studio and our office are towards the lobby. So for us to work, we work literally close to the elevators getting out of here.
We were very close to the door.
Loren, you were close to the door.
That is not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Loren, there was three people who have worked in this building for almost as long as we have in the back in, like, timing out commercials.
Yeah.
It's called the traffic department. That has nothing to do with car traffic, by the way. Roy and I were, like, stumped on who it was.
And really?
Luckily, three people.
Luckily, our producer has the best memory in the world because she had a whisper. Well, that's this person.
Right. Oh, and then, like, an assistant to the national sales
person. What?
And
they're all familiar faces. It's not like I didn't. I'm supposed to know that they work with us.
Yeah. You're just going Rolodex.
Right.
Who is this?
Right. And I'll never forget the day when we first started the show here. And Hans worked in promotions, and we wanted Nicki Minaj tickets or something. And we went back to him. We're like, hey, can we get a pair of concert tickets? And he said, if you know my name, I'll give you a pair of tickets. Loren and I didn't know his name.
We were like, ooh.
And he did not give us the tickets. Like, he stuck to it. And we're like, okay.
And now you know Hans more than ever.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, man.
Sure do.
Hey, get on the phone and dial us up. Become part of the show. If you work with someone and you just don't know their name, like, let's see if we can find someone who's worked the longest with a person but doesn't know their name. 704-570-9595. But, you know, in all honesty, too, like, Loren, we get emails from people. And then when you tell me who that person is, like last night, I go, oh, we get emails from her about certain things, but I don't ever see her. She keeps her door closed. She doesn't have a window on her door. So, like, you know, even passing by, you don't see her.
Yeah.
You know, we have something covering our window here in the studio. If you're on Facebook, you can go watch us on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page, and you can see, like, well, we don't. It is bad, though. Well, because there's really also no excuse. Having said that, Roy, we should know everybody's name.
I know.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's 100% embarrassing.
We're not trying to make excuses.
You know,
we're
but I, you know what I
better.
Blame? You know what I blame? I blame the fact that we don't have more team stuff. That's what I blame.
Team building?
I agree.
We don't have big parties and we don't have office parties. I don't know if we just don't have the budget for it, but we don't all go out to eat together.
It's very clicky.
Yeah.
It's very clicky
here.
Well,
it's clicky because they worked, like, our sales department works together through the entire day. We work in the morning.
Right.
And then
we're saying we're click too. We're the three of us. We kind of do our, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with Nicole, well, there's Nicole, four. Well, and then, you know, but sometimes we'll go out with a salesperson or like our engineer, Brad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, and Brad knows everybody.
Well, he has to, though, because he literally, his job is to interact with everybody. We only interact with.
I know.
Certain people, and so it's just embarrassing, man. And I was so embarrassed last night. I really was.
Yeah, but Roy turned to me and goes, "Hey, do they work here, or are they friends of people that work here?" And I go, "No,
because
no.
I know them.
No, they work here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah." He's like, "Oh gosh,
oh so bad." Let's bring in Aaron from Belmont. Aaron, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hey guys.
Hi, Aaron.
So I'm a teacher, and every woman I work with, well, mostly women, some men that I work with, you know, we all call each other by our professional name, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so. So I don't know 90% of the people I work with first names, and finally the yearbook came out, like, this last week, and I was, like, looking through it, and I was like, oh, your name is Julie. Oh, your name is Charles. But I have no idea.
Aaron, will you remember that now? Because I found out the name of someone who's worked here for a long time, and now I know I'll never forget that name.
Maybe some of them, because some of them are kind of alliterative, but like there's like two J's or whatever, but a lot of them probably not. No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Aaron. 704-570-9595. If you work with someone, how long have you worked with them and you don't know their name?
I remember I was in a meeting with our big boss, our boss's boss,
mm-hmm.
Walter, and something came up with the receptionist. Here at the Beasley Broadcast Palace, we have like four different receptionists because they work part-time in different rotating shifts. And I know, like, two of them.
Ashley.
And Renee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, but the others, like, I don't know, man. I don't know because there's afternoon shifts, and sometimes the afternoon person fills in. And so our big boss, Walter, was like, well, just get the front desk to do it. And I'm like,
ooh, can you tell me who's up there right now? Like, right. You try to play it off.
Right. And he goes, just learn their names. You've been here long enough, Roy. Just learn the front desk person's name.
You know, Miss USA just passed, but when I was at Miss USA 10 years ago, everybody called each other by their states. Everybody.
That's funny.
So I was Pennsylvania. The girl from Florida was from Florida. And to this day, when we go to reunions, we still call each other by our states because we don't know anyone's names.
Hey, Delaware.
Hey, North Dakota.
One of our favorite guys that calls the MRL show.
Ah, man, Scotty.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Man, we love it when you call the show, bud.
There you go. I mean, I don't do it too often just in case you get bored of the accent, you know?
I don't think that's possible.
Scotty,
I keep it special.
Do you not know someone's name at work?
Well, it's funny. I work for a company in the United Kingdom, still do, but they're based in London. And what happens is when I was there in Scotland working, I'd go down and I'd get to know everybody's faces and, you know, their names and all that kind of good stuff. Then I moved to sunny America. And when I moved to America, people change in the company. When I call my office, I have to play the game like I know everybody. Yeah. My best friend.
Yeah.
You know, and
hey, bud. You do the hey, bud thing.
You know,
it's like, hey, friend.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Hey, Scotty.
By the way, he said faces, and his accent made it sound like feces.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
So distracted
I was
by
so
that.
Distracted.
I was asking him about all their feces.
I know, and I was like, what? Caitlin and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You bad with names?
Hi, yeah, I babysat a child, like, all day several times, and I just learned his name yesterday.
Oh. Okay, that's a bit different.
Is this my nanny? My new nanny?
That's a bit different.
Well, what did you say, Caitlin? Like you just generic? Like, hey, come here. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Come here.
It was only one kid, so I just was kind of saying, hey, do you want this? Hey, come over here. Yeah,
oh,
just awesome. A general, hey, you.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, thank you, Caitlin. I think we end on that.
Oh,
that's
we should.
Great. All right, Andy Cohen, you guys, he's going to join the show in less than 10 minutes. It's an exclusive. Then he's going to play Can't Beat Loren this morning.
Marvin Sperry. Shop now at sunandski.com.
Andy Cohen is on hold. We're going to chat with him about his appearance here in Charlotte with his buddy Anderson Cooper. Then he's going to play Can't Beat Loren, and it's all coming up in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Joining us here on the MRL Morning Show, we are welcoming Andy Cohen.
Hi, guys.
Hi. As you know, Andy, you've done your research on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Of course.
You knew that we were featured on season 3 of My Big Fat Fabulous Life on TLC.
And season 4.
We are in a 16-episode story arc. So,
wow.
Yes, yes.
So you're not the only reality star on this phone.
Actually, what we were looking to do was jump networks. So.
That's it.
Oh, that's what this is about.
Oh, man.
So something really weird happened, though, Andy, and we're going to talk about you coming here to the Belk Theater Blumenthal Performing Arts Center on June 15th with your buddy Anderson Cooper in a second.
Yeah.
But as far as being a producer of great reality TV shows, The Housewives, we asked for money, and they went away.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, I don't know. What happened there, you think?
Not well for us, Andy.
Sometimes, you know, it's funny. You start thinking you're worth something to people, and then other people may not see the value.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bosses say the same thing. It's so strange.
Hey, Andy, since we're mentioned The Housewives a second, I have heard that the Housewives were all kind of like individually produced and then they came to you, and I think that's so interesting. Is it true?
The Housewives, each city is produced by a different production company.
That is so interesting to me. Like, you,
yeah, how that happened is, I mean, we developed Orange County and it became a hit, and then we already had a show in development with a different production company called Manhattan Mom. And we were like, wait a minute, what if we turn this into Real Housewives of New York? And then we had been working on a show about a family in New Jersey. And we said, well, what if we turn this into the Real Housewives of New Jersey? So we kind of backed into that.
Cool.
Well, listen, if you ever have a Real Housewives of Charlotte, to throw my name into the hat.
Loren is so obsessed. Yeah, she would. Yeah,
so
would.
Obsessed. I already have my tagline and everything.
And yeah,
what's
she has
tagline?
The.
I always get what I want. So if the answer is no, I haven't asked the right question.
Too long.
Okay,
too long.
Well, we'll shorten it to if the answer is no, I haven't asked the right question.
Okay.
An intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen at the Belk Theater, the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center. So you and Anderson have been friends for years, and I know that you guys done this type of show before, and you've hosted New Year's Eve together, and you had great rating success with New Year's Eve on CNN. Have you guys ever thought about doing like your own, I don't know, I don't want to say reality show, but you ever thought about doing a show with him?
No, this is about it. I mean, you know, and our show is so fun. It's not a political show. It's just fun.
Good.
And funny. It's a great night out for couples and for friends, and it's like going out to a bar with us and hearing all of our best stories, basically. And we have so much fun doing it, and we couldn't be more excited to come to Charlotte. But a reality show, no.
Andy Cohen joining the MRL Morning Show. You can get tickets to a intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. And I don't think intimate is like you're thinking. It's you go and you sit and watch. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going back to the hotel with the boys.
Yeah, it's not a date.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at BlumenthalArts.org. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, let's not blow that off yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping, but.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't speak for Anderson, but I can speak for myself. I am single.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
We got lots of good bars and stuff here if you're going to spend the night.
Yeah, I'll take you around. We'll give you a whole tour of the gay Charlottes.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Honestly, Roy came out on the air like maybe 6 months ago, was
it? Yeah,
yeah. And what a really powerful moment. And you know, a lot of the emails we get are, it's just like a thank you.
And it wasn't a big deal.
No, but
I mean,
it's so nice to hear people say thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. You just got to do it. Just be yourself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, can a gay man go to bachelorette parties?
You know what? If they're allowing men there, I mean, the thing is, we're not girls. So, like,
right.
Like, if you're, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the only gay guy at a bachelorette party. I think it's about, you know, if you're inviting other men, then it's a conversation.
Okay, because my wife's friend is inviting her gay hairdresser and his boyfriend to her bachelorette party in Vegas.
By the way,
it's up to the bride. I mean,
right.
You know, so who am I? You know.
Andy Cohen. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, really.
If you know, you said you weren't going to do a reality show, but if you and Anderson Cooper were going to have a movie made about yourselves, who do you think would play, like, who would play you and who would play Anderson?
Mark Ruffalo would play me, and maybe John Slattery would play Anderson.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Wow. It looks like you got to think about it ever. Or?
I've never thought about it. But okay. Mark Ruffalo always tells me that people say that he looks like me.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that a little bit.
I feel like Andy has a lot of good gossip from behind the scenes. And Andy, I know you were recently at the Billboard Awards, sitting very prominently right behind Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes. Any good stories from that night?
Camila didn't make the bell on the last show with Taylor, right?
Well, yeah, she
was dehydrated.
Cancel out.
What's the word there, Andy?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, she was saying that she was really, she had been through a lot. She was really tired. She was like, but she was so lovely, Camila. And so was Taylor. Turned around and we had a nice chat. And I mean, I had so much fun. I was sitting next to Mila Kunis, who I had never met. And she and I just danced the whole show. And we were in the party section, and we had waiters bringing us tequila all night. We had a blast.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to ask Andy before we get out of here? Is there ever, we know you're best friends with Sarah Jessica Parker. Was there really beef between her and...
Are you talking about Kim Cattrall?
Yes.
Kim Cattrall, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think you would have to ask one of them.
Yeah. You know...
Yeah, but he doesn't want to dish, you know, his friend's tea.
Oh, I do want to dish. You know what? I'll talk about it when I get to Charlotte.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay. All right, that's
an
cool.
Intimate evening with Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, Deep Talk, and Shallow Tales, Belk Theater at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Get your tickets at blumenthalarts.org. Andy, will you play Can't Be the Rem with us?
Let's do it.
Okay, quick break. We'll be back in less than 8 minutes to play Can't Beat Loren versus Andy Cohen, Celebrity Edition.
Okay. Today is gonna
be a good day. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All the time. Yeah. A good
day. I love the morning show. On Kiss 95.1.
Get Memorial Day savings all month long at Modern Hyundai in Concord. Choose a new 2018 Elantra. Take up to 30% off MSRP or get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. That's a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Hyundai's cost less in Concord. Modern Hyundai of Concord and modernhyundai.com. And experience the modern difference. On approved credit through HMF, plus tax, tags, and 689 dealer fee. Includes retail bonus cash and military incentive. Ends 5/31/18.
Hey, Ethel, you ready for a real thrill?
Yeah, that's why I brought my juicy Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Chicken Sandwich.
On a roller coaster? That's crazy!
Crazy delicious. Try it.
Wow! What a ride!
Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Home life.
Roy, you were just telling our Facebook Live people something.
Very
important.
Yeah, we're going to be calling out a name for Wake Up and Win very soon. Your chance at $500 could happen any second, so do not go anywhere.
Plus, Andy Cohen is on hold from Bravo. He is ready to take on Loren and Can't Beat Loren. Our very first Celebrity Edition is coming up in 3 minutes.
Offered by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
We're so lucky to have Andy Cohen calling in exclusively here on the MRL show. Told us about his visit here on June 15th with Anderson Cooper, a night with those two. And he's agreed to play Can't Beat Loren. 5 pop culture questions.
Perfect. Andy, do us the favor, throw Loren out of the studio.
Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right.
In her athletic gear. All right, Andy, here we go. Question number one. Ariana Grande is now casually seeing comedian Pete Davidson after they both ended previous relationships. Pete's part of what TV show?
Saturday Night Live.
Question two. Chrissy Teigen is keeping it real when it comes to postpartum realities. True or false, Chrissy and her husband John Legend now have 2 kids together?
Yes, they do. Miles and Luna.
Adam Rippon won Dancing with the Stars, the athlete's version. What network can we watch that show on?
These questions are so dumb.
Okay. Now, Maddie Poop.
No, it's. I think it's Poppy.
Maddie Poppy won American Idol, and her boyfriend Caleb was actually the runner-up. Name all 3 judges, Andy Cohen, on American Idol.
Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Katy Perry.
Okay, question 5, the last question.
which is evidently, by the way, supposed to be the hard one. So
let's see if you get this one right. They get harder. Just days after the royal wedding, official wedding portraits of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been released. The two newlyweds are now the Duke and Duchess of what English county?
Sussex.
Damn. All right. Now we ask her the same questions. Hold tight. Come on in, Loren.
All right, Loren.
How did Andy do?
He got them all correct, so I'm not going to tell you if he got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is now casually dating Pete Davidson after they both ended previous relationships. Mm-hmm. Pete's part of what TV show?
SNL.
Question two, Chrissy Teigen is keeping it real when it comes to postpartum realities. True or false? Chrissy and her husband, John Legend, now have two kids together.
True.
Adam Rippon won Dancing with the Stars athletes. What network does DWTS air on?
She doesn't know
ABC.
Network.
Maddie Pop won American Idol, and her boyfriend Caleb was the runner-up. Who were the judges on American Idol?
You won all three?
All three.
Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
And just days after the royal wedding, official wedding portraits of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been released. The two newlyweds are now the Duke and Duchess of what county?
Sussex.
Wow.
And it is 5-5, a tie.
Woo!
And at one point, he did say that these questions are stupid.
Thanks, Andy.
It's so easy.
I know. You know, and we do that. We specifically make them easy, and we try to maybe throw like one to trip the rent up so the listeners win. That's what we try.
Yeah, we want the people in the car to know the answers, Andy. You know, make your day better while you're sitting in traffic, you know.
Okay.
It's not always about tripping people up. All right.
And he's like, I cover all of this in my show.
Drop by the studio. We do Bloody Mary days in the morning. So you, when you get into town, you and Anderson swing by. All right, buddy?
Fine.
All right. Thanks for your time. Go see Andy Cohen, An Intimate Evening with Anderson Cooper, which, by the way, Andy Cohen's name should be first. Deep talk. And
You know what? I gave it to him when we were going on tour. I was like, you know what? You should be first.
You be first. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
A big smile on her face over there. After basically beating Andy Cohen.
Wow.
This is time for Wake Up and Win. You go to the website, kiss95.1.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. If we call your name, call us back, you get $500.
And the person who said that they wake up with us right now is Valerie Brust of Concord.
Valerie Brust?
Brust.
Brust.
I'm not going near that name.
Okay.
I'm falling into that trap.
Think Rust.
Rust?
Yeah, think Rust,
okay.
But with a B.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Brust. That name once again?
Valerie Brust.
From Concord, you got 15 minutes right now. If you know Valerie, tell her to call 704-570-9595 to claim $500. We'll wait for her to call. Plus, War of the Roses. Allison wants to find out if Mike is messing around on his lunch hour. We test a relationship in a war in under 10.
You gotta get up. Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
It is Wake Up and Win, and we are looking for Valerie Brust to give $500 to. We're waiting on her call.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Valerie Brust.
From?
Concord.
That's her.
That's it.
Checks
that's
out.
It.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yep, $500 is yours. What are you going to do with that money?
Probably save for our car. That's what we've been working on.
Woo-hoo! I like that.
That's awesome. I would invite you to continue to listen to the MRL Morning Show. If you're,
of course.
Well, of course, Valerie, you have to. We just paid you to. I was kind of talking to everyone else. We invite you all to listen to the MRL show because, Valerie, how easy is it to sign up and just win $500?
So easy.
Yeah. See? So easy a caveman can do it.
Right.
All right. Congratulations, Valerie.
Thank you.
Valerie, back on hold. We have to give to that War of the Roses. Is Mike cheating on his girl, Allison, on his lunch break?
There's only one way to find out. Loren, get into your whole zone. Become the operator.
Okay.
And we'll find out after Taylor Swift.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Allison's with us for War of the Roses today. And Allison, you sent us an email saying that your boyfriend made a joke that kind of makes you think that he could be cheating.
I'm pregnant. We've been dating about 8 months, and it's his baby. I'm 5 months pregnant. Recently, he made a joke with me that because I was pregnant, he couldn't move the furniture with me anymore. Now I just kind of like made me wonder if he was thinking like that, if he was interested in finding furniture moving with someone else.
Now, so, have you not wanted to move furniture with him, or he just he feels like, you know, guys are ridiculous. Sometimes they think they're going to hurt the baby.
I think it's like a combination. I definitely like have had no energy and no, you know, desire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been so sick and just, but I don't know. I mean, I think he thinks he's not supposed to, and I haven't really been pushing it because I haven't really wanted to.
Okay.
And so my friend the other day saw him having lunch with someone, like with a woman. When I asked him about it, he said that she was a coworker. He just was like, so like, no, I swear it's nothing. You're totally reading into this. But like everyone I've ever met in his office is a guy. I didn't think he had any female coworkers. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like he might be sneaking around.
What a great job by your best friend, by the way, to confront him. Did she text you and say, hey, and send you a picture or anything?
No, but she was like, hey, we need to talk. Tell me what she saw, and that she like went up and talked to them and everything. She did a good job, but I don't know. You know, I don't know if he just lied or if like it is totally innocent and I'm being a crazy pregnant lady. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because your friend going up to him almost tips him off so that he can come up with a story, you know, if it's not a coworker.
Don't say anything till we find out and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay, here we go, guys.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Michael, please.
This is Mike.
Well, my name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm great. Mike, I have your name and number here as our weekly tag contest winner. We are giving away a beautiful dozen red roses to the one that you love. And all that we ask is that you tag us back on social media.
I don't know.
It's super easy when the person that you send them to gets them. We just ask that you post a picture.
I don't think that I could afford something like that.
Oh, well, it's completely free.
All right.
So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these beautiful romantic roses to?
I could send them to Carly.
All right, let me just put that in the computer. Did you say Carly?
Yes, C-A-R-L-Y. If you could write, LOL, sorry about the wallet the other day. Thanks for getting me. I'll get you back. XX Mike.
Oh, Mike?
Oh, my God.
I just heard everything. Who is Carly?
I'm...
Oh, my God. You've been cheating on me?
I got to tell Mike here that it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. You're on War of the Roses. It sounds like you figured that out.
Yeah, I...
I just can't believe that I'm pregnant with your baby and you're cheating on me with another woman.
Allison, I'm so... It's not like that. I'm just so... All this is so frustrated. I don't even... I'm a kid myself. I don't even know the first thing about having a kid. I met this girl. I met her quickly on Tinder. It was supposed to be this very...
Oh, my God. You're on Tinder?
Thing.
You're going to be a father and you're spending your time on Tinder instead of spending time with your unborn child? What is wrong with you? I can't believe you would do this to me.
Allison, everybody...
I thought you loved me.
It was a stupid joke. I'm so...
A joke?
I don't
know, is this a joke?
I feel like I can't talk to you about it.
Mike, how long has it been going on?
2 months.
2 months? Oh, my God.
Is this the girl who you were out to lunch with when Allison's friend ran into you, obviously?
Yes, but I know this sounds horrible. It's the most casual thing. It's not meant to go anywhere.
That doesn't make it any better, Mike. How could you? I'm supposed to feel better because it's casual? So are you going to leave me? Where you think you're just going to, like, mess around on the side and there's no consequences?
You're 5 months pregnant. You can hardly do anything. We can't go anywhere. We can't go out and see.
That's not true. Just because I haven't been feeling well, you said you were going to support me through this. It's not my fault. It's hard to be pregnant.
And at 5 months, even at 9 months, you can still do things.
Yeah.
Mike, that's not a good excuse.
What do you think it's going to be like when we have a newborn? You're not going to get to just go out every night, but you said you didn't. You said you were excited. You said you supported me in this.
Allison, if Mike apologizes to you, if Mike pledges that this was a one-time screw-up and he wants to be the father of your child and be with you, would you take him back?
I don't know. I feel like we have a lot of talking to do because I just don't know how you could do that to me. Yeah. And I just feel like I need some
Allison,
time to think about it.
Allison, we haven't even done anything. You caught it way before anything happens. I can't apologize enough.
Yeah, it's still emotional always, cheating.
Yeah, and that's going to be in the back of her mind that you're going
to
stray.
You have the intention of doing something.
I'm more than willing to throw this all away. I want to dedicate myself to bucking up and being a man for her.
You bucked up, all right.
Yeah.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com. Starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
The home of $500 every single day. As Roy loves to say, people in the Carolinas are winning $500.
I do like to say that.
You do?
Well, because a lot of radio stations do the big nationwide contest, and this is something like if you're in Albemarle, if you're in Gaffney, you can win. If you're in our listening area, all the way, you know.
You're not competing with people in Las Vegas.
Victoria was in Concord today.
Right.
So she won.
It was Valerie, by
okay.
the way.
Well, Victoria might also live in Concord. Let's not jump to conclusions.
I bet there is a Victoria in Concord. Yeah.
Congratulations to Valerie. Wake up and win $500. Go sign up. Kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up. You have 50 minutes to call us back and claim $500 when we call your name. We heard the War of the Roses with Allison. And Allison's pregnant, Loren. And Mike doesn't want to move furniture with her while she's pregnant. That was his excuse for being on Tinder. Because he needs his needs taken care of, you know.
Disgusting.
But then also he said, you caught it early. Nothing happened, Allison. You caught me before anything really happened.
I mean, you still had the intent there.
I wonder, did you get cheated on while you were pregnant?
Oh, that's the worst.
I mean, I know it's a sad question, but I wonder how common that is. Because, Roy, you are right. There is nothing doggier then the baby daddy, who you're still in a relationship with, is cheating on you while you're carrying his child. 704-570-9595. If nothing else, maybe conversation after War of the Roses like this will help Allison get a little peace of mind so she doesn't feel so alone.
Yeah.
A little therapy for her.
You can also send us a tweet at the MRL show. We also stream the show on Facebook. Facebook, I guess, watch, technically. So if you look up Kiss951 on Facebook, you can watch the show there as well.
You know, that's something that the cheating on your significant other while they're pregnant, Tristan Jones. Thompson, I'm sorry, has been doing this to his last two baby mamas. You know, he's with Khloe Kardashian right now. And then he also did it to his last girlfriend as well, cheated on her while she was pregnant with Khloe, and then cheated on Khloe with someone else.
Do you think that he just cheats, or do you think that the pregnancy causes him to cheat?
Oh, no, I think he just cheats. I think those are the only two that we know about.
Sure.
I'm sure he's done it to a ton of other women.
So you think it's pretty common?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
That is so sad to me.
It's the saddest.
All right, but what about Mike? Do you think Mike's cheating? Take the pregnancy out of it. Do you think Mike's just a cheater? Or do you think it's really, I guess what I'm saying, do we really think of the pregnancy as what's triggering?
No, I think he really is a cheater.
And take the pregnancy out and we might be in the same position.
Right. You know what I mean?
It's possible, yeah.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling and sharing your story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually had a live-in, quote-unquote, fiance who was paying no rent, and he was actually cheating on me up until I had the baby. Pretty much the entire pregnancy.
How did you find out?
Well, I actually did some Facebook stalking and found the woman he was cheating on me with, found her Facebook page, and found pictures of him on it. And I was about 37 weeks.
Let's just recap real quick. You're carrying his child. He's living in your place rent-free. And he's also cheating on you.
Mm. Yep.
Is the guy still alive now, or is he buried somewhere?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to co-parent. Mm. But, you know, I'm still the only one paying for things, so.
But you're not together anymore. You're just co-parenting.
No, definitely not.
Good.
You know, at least you're trying to co-parent. Who did I... Was that...
Thanks, Anonymous.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she was doing an interview, and she was talking about how... Remember she was doing that... What was it called?
Consciously uncoupling.
Right. And people were asking her, like, how do you do that? And she's like, you got to park your spite and your ego out the door and realize there's more important things.
Oh, my God. Do you know how hard that would be for me?
Do you know how that's for anyone, though? You know what I mean? To go through a divorce and you got to put ego and spite aside and focus on what's important?
Well, you got to put the kids first.
How?
I think on a lot of divorces, Roy, you're right. What happens is the reason why you got divorced is amplified. Whether it's cheating or whether it's just whatever it is, Loren, you and I, we're married. We would know whatever our significant others did to help divide us would be amplified.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's hard to put that aside.
All right, Roy, have fun with this one.
This is Itia. Itia, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
How you doing?
Did I get your name correct?
Yes.
Good. Very good.
I love that.
I don't get a lot of things correct.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Can we take a minute and just congratulate Roy? There
I'm
you go.
I'm going to put that on my refrigerator.
People don't get my name right. I get Aisha and Aaliyah.
Itia. We love it. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Go ahead.
Yes. When I was pregnant with my five-year-old, my daughter, she's five now. But when I was pregnant with her, her daddy did the exact same thing to me. He cheated on me with an escort. And he's his excuse for doing it was, he was stressed out. That was his reason for doing it. I mean,
stressed
we're no longer
out.
Together, though.
Yeah.
We're no longer together, though.
Good.
We co-parent.
Let's be clear on one thing, too, Itia, Loren, every other lady, woman that's been cheated on while pregnant. You guys are open to moving furniture while pregnant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not out of the window.
And sometimes that helps the process.
Yeah, the doctor says the same thing. He says it actually helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's your issue, not ours.
Right. Amanda says she doesn't like our bellies to touch. Thanks, Itia.
Clearly, she's talking about yours.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be clear.
She goes, and she giggles.
That's so funny.
You're like, what are you laughing at? Never mind. Don't tell me.
This is Brittany and Hickory. You're on the you're on the MRL Morning Show, Brittany.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. This just happened to you?
Actually, I found out on Valentine's Day of this year. I'm actually expecting in 4.5 weeks. And this is really funny because not only did I find out this, but he also has 7 other children. So it's a habit for him.
Mm-hmm. 7 other children. That sounds like Kevin Hart's dad did that, where he had like 10 kids throughout.
Who's the Jets player? I don't know if he still plays
Antonio
for the Jets.
Cromartie, his name was.
He couldn't name all his kids.
But he was, Brittany, you had no idea?
I had no idea, but I was suspicious of things because he was one of the type of people that would video chat you on Facebook and he stayed active. So I would watch his little active dot and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he would not be active for 8 hours. And I was like, okay, something's really odd. I'm trying to get in contact with him. And then I bought him a stupid dog for his birthday, which I wish I never would have done. And I kept the dog, and I thought, I'm putting this dog public on my Facebook. And then come to find out, the other girl contacted me because she paid the other half for the dog. So it was on Valentine's Day when her and I both found out that he was seeing both her and I.
So he bought the dog and told you how much it was?
No, he asked me, he was like, I want this dog and it's $300. And I was like, well, I'll get you that for your birthday.
And it was $600.
No, I think she paid half and then the other girl paid the other half.
Yeah, he told the other.
Right. Oh, Brittany. Oh, my God. Okay, now I get it. He went to both women in his life and got the money to buy the dog. So she put the picture of the dog up, and the other woman goes, oh, yeah, I paid for that dog.
Hey, that's my dog.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God, guys.
Wow. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
And who gets the dog?
Did you want to go down that road?
You know what I mean?
Now I'm actually curious
about
that.
Who gets the dog?
I don't know. Nicole, find out.
Did they put the three owners in the room and figure out where the dog goes?
It sounds like Brittany still had the dog from that conversation.
Yeah, I hope
said,
so.
I think she said she did.
Maybe
she Nicole could find out.
Give the other girl $300.
What do you got in the dirty on the 30?
All right, so we're talking relationships, but Ariana Grande has a lot to say about her breakup with Mac Miller against the trolls on Twitter. I'll tell you the statement that she released to them coming up in 10 minutes.
Roy and Loren.
Home Plus, Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find huge Memorial Day deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics, plus Yes Money financing for a low monthly payment.
A Charlotte staple, Alive After 5 at the Epicenter, is back. It's better than ever. It starts a little earlier, right at 5, so you got to come out to Alive After 5 tonight.
We had a meeting with the Cam Newton people yesterday, and the big kickball tournament is happening next Friday, June 1st. It's the 4th annual Kicking It With Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. And this year, you could come watch the tournament at Memorial Stadium. Tickets are just $5. You could check out all the Panthers and all the other celebrities that come and play kickball. Also, there's going to be games, there's food trucks, and there's beer. So it's all available for you to come watch. Proceeds go to the local youth right here in Charlotte. For more info, visit cam1newton.com. Cam's going to be on the show with us next week, probably next Thursday.
Andy Cohen today, Cam Newton next Thursday. Look at us. We're like a real show.
Perfect.
All right. The Ren's Dirty on the 30 comes up in 3 minutes.
You gotta get up.
Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You know, we were just talking about relationships in War of the Roses, and Ariana Grande is now opening up about what went wrong in her relationship with Mac Miller.
They ended amicably.
Oh, no, they did not. And here's the thing. Twitter trolls were suggesting that Ariana breaking up with Mac was to blame for him getting into that car accident and getting a DUI and everything else. I'm like, that's a stretch. Well, she put out a message to the trolls and said, how absurd is it that you minimize female self-respect and self-worth by saying someone should stay in a toxic relationship because he wrote an entire album about them, which, by the way, just in case you didn't know, only Cinderella is about me.
Okay.
So that obviously did not end well. Now, Will Smith, we are getting new music from him. We've gotten a song from him already. It's Will getting back into music. And he's also writing a 2018 Soccer World Cup song for the World Cup as well.
Oh, nice.
So we'll get that coming up later this year. But right now, we've got this for you.
My mom and Obama murder all over the globe. Guilty, Your Honor, I'ma become a Mormon. Marrying Hallie, Rihanna, I'm an anomaly. Do drama or comedy, I could play Muhammad Ali over a white lady, probably still. 20 years of swag, y'all just witness. Stop the divorce rumors and mind y'all damn business.
Hey, love it.
I love Will Smith.
Oh, can't wait.
Yo, yeah. Holmes, Bel Air.
Sean Smith has got a new song, or not Sean, Shawn Mendes has a new song as well. It's called Nervous. Do we have that?
Oh, yeah. First listen. We love these. Shawn Mendes has been killing it on all the tracks we've been previewing. Nice.
That's a fun summer track.
I like it. I've just got two quick ones for you. But Ari, the former bachelor who is now engaged to Lauren, who was the first runner-up on his season, they have announced their wedding date. They are getting married in Maui, Hawaii, on January 12th of next year, but you won't be able to see it because it's going to be a private beach wedding, which I think is interesting that they went on Good Morning America and the Today Show and everything to announce it, but it's private and you can't watch it.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Just saying, hey, someone buy the photos.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So I found these custom phone cases that you can make for your cell phone. They're primarily for iPhones, but it's a clear case, and you can put your actual signature on the back of the phone, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you'll see, like, if you've got a rose gold phone, you can still see that it's rose gold, but it'll have your signature in, like, what looks like black marker on the back of it. So, run you about $18, and we'll have the link for you up at kiss951.com.
Awesome. So when people steal your phone, they'll be able to use your signature to take your entire identity.
No.
Great. I love that.
Right.
Hey, I found out our intern, Marissa, has a really cool talent.
Yeah, we started following her on Instagram, and we saw these really cool videos, and we'd love it if she'd come to the studio and recreate it.
Yes, Marissa, come on in. You're going to love it. It's going to take you 1 week.
Oh.
To hear it. It's coming up in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey. I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So we have kind of a new intern with the MRL Morning Show. Her name is Marissa. Welcome, Marissa, to the show.
Thank you so much.
Is this your first time being on air with us?
It is.
Oh, well, cool.
Well, it's only like my second week, I think.
Yeah,
so.
How are you liking?
I'm making good time.
How are you liking your internship?
I like it. Yeah. I like it. My favorite is heating up the coffee. That's probably my favorite part. It's really a tedious task.
It used to be a lot worse. There was one time Loren had the interns working on her personal holiday in cards.
Yep.
I was in a time crunch. be
a little fun.
Not good.
She got to get her Christmas cards out.
Yeah.
So we don't do that anymore.
No.
That's been.
But we're glad that you're part of our internship program here at the MRL show. What school do you go to?
Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Great. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yes.
Well, naturally, when you got on with our show, we, of course, stalked you on social media.
Yes.
And we found
your specialty.
We found Joan, especially the rent specialty. And we found your Instagram. It's M_Matozzi.
Matozzi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's videos of you singing.
I wouldn't say singing as much as rapping. That would probably be more so my forte.
Are you a rapper?
By night.
Aspiring?
Is that your rap
name? If this doesn't work out.
Mate?
Do you write your own stuff or you like rap other people?
No, I strictly do covers.
Okay.
Strictly do covers.
That's good.
So what was the one video that caught our attention?
Bare Naked Ladies 1 Week, which is such a hard...
It
just goes so fast. Such a hard song to sing.
It is. And I decided I was going to master it as my vocal warm-up because I feel if you can enunciate through that song,
right,
you could pretty much enunciate through anything.
That's true. Our bosses are listening.
Way more professional than us.
I know.
Guess what Roy's new warm-up is.
I know. Every morning I'm going to be required to sing.
Chicken in China, Chinese chicken. Okay, so here's the song. We'll play it.
Okay.
And you just take over the rap part, and we'll all sit back in awe and kind of like... Intern's Got Talent show.
For sure.
All right. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side
and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together. She's already mouthing the words, by the way.
Gotta get into it.
Yep. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me. Here we go.
Hold it, now I watch the hood wink. Let's make you stop, think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. A summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet. Swiss, I like the sushi, because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Real like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burt Kempfert's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make it break and take a fake. I like a stinky naked chick. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show, because then you know the vertigo is gonna grow, because it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. I'm not a singer, but I'll get the...
He'll take it from here.
Uh-huh.
You gonna do the second verse for us?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of... Amazing.
I know.
You didn't miss a beat. Take it, Bare Naked Ladies.
And you know what's strange is, like, typically that song goes really fast, but when she sings it, it slows down for me. Like, I'm hearing all the words for the first time.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Marissa, our intern, doing Bare Naked Ladies rap.
When I originally did this, people thought that I was reading the lyrics off of the screen and that I couldn't do the second part, so I had to later post the second part on a story. Mm.
I love your confidence in talking over the song. I thought for sure it was coming.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. We're down the Maison. I hope the Smoky Man's in this, so I'm like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic. Next thing I'm tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. The Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gotta get a set of better clubs. Gotta find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gotta get in tune with Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that made me think the wrong thing.
So good.
And she did that all from memory, by the way. There is not a sheet of paper in front of her.
Nothing.
Can you do The End of the World by R.E.M.?
No. That could be my next task for you,
though. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Is there a rap in there?
Yeah, remember? Let me see if I can find it.
I'll start taking requests.
You work on that for next week.
Right.
It's much better than stamping envelopes.
You remember they did that in Tommy Boy? Chris Farley and David Spade and Tommy Boy, they were singing.
There's a rap in it, though?
I didn't know there was a rap in it.
Yeah, it's just like really fast lyrics.
I don't know. I'm showing my age here.
Yeah, don't worry. We constantly show.
I don't even know if that's the name of the song.
I think I'm on the young side of this one. I'm excited.
Hold on.
R.E.M., End of the World.
You'll know it as soon as as soon as we play it. You know, it's like, ja-ka, ja-da-da, ha-da-ha-da-ha-ha.
Are you sure that you're not thinking of the Billy Joel song,
We Didn't Start the Fire? No.
That's a good song.
It is. That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. What if I just started doing it? This is what you are talking about?
Yeah, this part.
A cakewalk for her next to what she just did. She can do this tomorrow.
Yeah. Although it reminds me a lot of that Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We're watching the music video, and this is the strangest dang thing.
It looks like a dog's point of view.
Yeah.
dog's point of view in the Blair Witch Project.
It was the strangest music. What went on in the 80s?
It's like as if the dogs were the characters of the Blair Witch Project.
It does.
Oh, see, nothing but the ground and trash. And occasionally it goes to a human's face.
And it's an unstable camera angle.
What went on back in the day?
I guess it was the end of the world.
REM was a weird band anyway.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Well, great job, intern
Marissa.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Listen,
anytime.
If you want to get back on the air, we would love for you to do this one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll be able to do that.
If you have any other talents, let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, that's a good question. What kind of dumb talents do you guys have?
I told you, I can pick up anything with my toes.
She can. We've tested it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we should do that on Insta Live during commercial. Go watch us on At the MRL Show.
Have the items progressively get heavier.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys drop stuff that you think I can't pick up, and I'll do it.
704-570-9595. What's your dumb talent? I mean, like, I could recall movie lines, but that's not really a talent.
No, it's not a talent.
That's a waste of talent.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. Tweet at the MRL Show. What is your strange talent?
You know, people that can do movie lines get paid for that. They're called actors.
Yeah, let's try that.
Now it's your turn, Emra. More savings, more awards, more fun. Start summer off the right way and get to the Memorial Day sales event. Visit your Honda dealer of the Carolinas today. View U.S. News and World Report, www.usnews.com/cars. Car and driver, January 2018.
You know, in my family, we have like a lot of first responders and military personnel.
That's awesome.
Like my great uncle was like a career military guy, and I have cousins and uncles. Everybody's like in the police force. And so it's so cool when I found out that our friends at Diamonds Direct give like a little special treatment, a little special care to our military and veterans and first responders.
Yeah, they get an extra 15% off.
Love that.
It's their way of saying thank you, but I see what you're saying, Roy. It's hard to say thank you to everyone in your family, so you just go to Diamonds Direct or tell them about the deal at Diamonds Direct, and you get an additional percentage off, which is incredible. On their already special pricing, by the way. So 15% off of their already special pricing, huge.
Mm-hmm. And everyone wants to be at Diamonds Direct. They have the largest selection of handpicked diamonds in America. They've got a guaranteed best diamond price guarantee. Mm. So if you find something somewhere else, you just, you know, tell them what you found and they'll match it.
Yes. So you got to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. Over 4,000 designer engagement rings are waiting for you. All you have to do is go to Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Mr. Jenkins told
5-1.
Y'all, I'm looking at the screen here. There's so many people who have silly talents. Someone can jump rope on their butt. It's coming up in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Man.
What's wrong?
Jump rope butt hung up.
What's that?
And we're asking people what their stupid talents are. And there was a woman on hold that said she can jump rope on her butt. And literally 2 seconds ago, she just hung up. Call us back.
Aww.
Jump rope butt. We'll put you on a meet. Look, it. We had 12. We have 12 lines. 8 of them were full. We're down to one person.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
No, we weren't away that long.
Man, they got to go to work, man. The people go to work in about an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
704-570-9595. What's your stupid talent? We need to know. Our intern can wrap the 1 week. Rap there. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
By memory.
Have a drumstick and your brain stops clicking. That's all I know.
That's all I know, too. Outside that. And I know that he loses his shirt at a funeral at some point in the lyrics.
Good point. And you also said when intern Marissa was rapping it, it sounded slower.
It did when she sang it. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Because I guess I could hear her enunciate, mm-hmm. whereas I don't really hear the Bare Naked Ladies guys enunciate.
It sounds like it all runs together.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring in Kim from Rock Hill. Kim, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's the strange talent you have?
So I can spell like sentences really fast.
Example?
Well, give me a sentence.
Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
WLCOMETOTHEMRLMORNINGSHOW.
Oh, that's pretty
Are you
fast.
A fast typer?
No.
Huh.
Roy is the best person ever.
R-O-Y-I-S-C-H-E-B-S-E-P-R-S-O-N-E-B-E-R.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I can do that.
All right. Well, let's have
All right,
you try.
Give me a sentence.
Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
W W-E-L-O-C-O-M-E-T-O-T-H-E-M-R-L.
She did it way faster.
She did it faster than you.
Let me time her.
You're like stopping in between each word.
Stand by, Kim. We're going to time you. This is a pretty crazy. This is a stupid town. How'd you find this out?
I don't know. I think it's because when I write, I spell it in my head. So I don't know. It's really dumb.
What company do you waste time doing this on? Whose dime is paying you to do this?
She's like, I ain't done.
I give her one more sentence.
It's not as cool as jumping rope with my butt. But
okay, here's another sentence. Okay.
Okay.
We'll do. I love War of the Roses. Do something small.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
Oh, well, I had already started. Hold on.
You got to start when she starts.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I-L-O-V-W-A-R-O-F-T-H-E-R-O-S-E-S.
That's 3 seconds.
All right, buddy, can you do it?
No.
Try it.
All right.
Go.
I-L-O-V-E-W-A-R-O-S-O-A-E-S-S. I can't do it. I didn't even spell it right.
That's not even right.
I didn't even spell it right. Good for you, Kim. Thanks for playing Stupid Talent Thursday here on the MRL Show.
Thank you.
She's like, hey, I don't think it's that dumb. What's your silly talent? 704-570-9595. I know people are out there. 9 of our 12 lines were filled. Now we're dwindling, Loren.
Nobody can jump up on their bum.
I want to hear from that person.
Me too. I told you guys, I can pick anything up with my toes.
That's true. Sometimes when I drop things and I'm too lazy to bend over, Loren's toes brings it to me.
It was very handy when I was pregnant.
Very primate-like.
It is.
This is Sherry and Hickory. Sherry, you are live with the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Tell us about that talent of yours.
I can take my tongue and put it above the tip of my nose.
I wish we could see that. Can you take a picture or a video?
Well, I could take a picture, actually.
Now, is your tongue long or is your nose low?
My tongue is long.
I have the world's shortest tongue.
I mean, I've just never seen anybody else that could do it.
Let me see Roy's tongue.
Don't
turn to the
side. Don't laugh at
me. Look at Loren. Look at Loren.
Yeah, look at me.
All right, here we go.
It's so short.
It barely comes out.
Yeah, a lot of people can barely even get it to the top of a little bit over their lip. And I just noticed it when I was a kid. So
that's hilarious. Did your friends make you do it?
Yeah. They said it looked funny and they were like, that's really weird.
Can you lick your elbow?
I don't know. I don't really want to try it driving.
No,
don't do it.
No, don't try it. Thanks, Sherry.
I just figured she had a long tongue. That would be like the test.
My tongue doesn't even come out an inch.
You can't even go above your teeth.
He has a Shamu tongue.
Mm. It's fat and wide, I'll tell you that much. This is...
Do you want me to say what everyone's thinking?
No.
Poor Sterling.
No.
Let's talk with...
Pa?
Pa?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Silly Talent Thursday. What do you got?
So I can make a dolphin call, and it actually works. I've done it once, and it worked.
Out in the wild or at, like, a aquarium?
In the wild. My husband and I, we were at Clearwater Beach, and our hotel was the bayfront. There was a dolphin out in the distance, and then I just did the dolphin call, and started swimming up right to the dock and just hung out at the dock for about 10 minutes. I don't know if it was mating season or what. Huh. But
you know we're going to ask to hear it, right?
I would love to.
Go ahead.
All right. So it's kind of weird, but I'm glad nobody's watching me. All right.
What? Do it again. That's good.
I think the dolphin came to you to tell you to stop mocking them.
Probably did.
All right, there you go. Thanks so much. That's funny, Pa. Silly talent, what you got? 704-570-9595. You guys want to do another round?
Yeah, we can do another round quickly.
There's more people on hold now, Roy, so that's good news. Also, you sit here and try and get your tongue out.
Yeah, it's impossible.
The home of $500 and wake up and win. We are the MRL Morning Show.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So So we have a bunch of people on hold here at 704-570-9595 about your strange talents. Call in, let us know. Also, remember, wake up and win. Your chance to win $500. Just go to kiss951.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show, and we could be calling your name.
I don't know if any of us can do what Cheryl's talent is.
What is it?
I know. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
What can you do?
I can actually randomly list all of the helping verbs, like, by memory, really even, quickly.
I don't even know what that is. A helping verb? I thought they were just verbs. I didn't know they help each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I learned it in eighth grade, and I've never forgotten it.
Oh, okay. Give us an example of a helping verb.
Well, I'll give you all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Am, is, are, was, were, be, been, has, have, had, do, does, did, may, might, can, could, shall, should, would, will.
Now, was there like a song or something to go with that? That
yep, that's how I remember that.
Can you sing the song?
I'm not a singer.
Was that close?
But it was to Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, I remember teachers like making up songs to things, and yeah. I retain none of them.
Oh, I do. I do. Like a teacher used to go, 6 times 6 is 36.
2 times 2 is 4.
You know.
Helping verbs.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I never knew that.
Totally random, completely, really unnecessary.
There's 23 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I totally failed English.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't even know if my public education taught me helping verbs.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the list, and instead of the list, there's a whole article about them. You know what I mean?
That's no good.
Like, I just want the list.
Yep. If you remember stuff to a song, you tend to remember it.
So to the tune of Mary's Got a Little Lamb, Cheryl, it's is, am, are, we, was, do, does, do, did, has, have, had, be, being, been, may, might, must, can, could, shall, should, will, would.
Kinda. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty close.
That's pretty close. Yeah. That's pretty good, bub.
I had to read mine. Close. Cheryl's go right off the top of her head.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cheryl. Delete that tape, by the way. That should not ever come back up on the show.
Or you save sing any it. Other time.
I save see a new it. Show opening.
Yep. Shayla in Mooresville, you're on the MRL Morning Show. Ah,
well, you
good,
were.
That's a good talent.
She can do the alphabet backwards.
No, she can disappear. That's her talent.
What's your talent?
I can magically go away.
I can hang up on crappy morning shows.
Watch this.
He just sang some stupid song to Mary Had a Little Lamb. I had to get off that.
Maybe that was their
I'm
talent.
I'm out. I hit my stupidity limit. You know, sometimes we do. We don't even share this with you guys a lot, but we do get like direct messages to us about how dumb the show is and how, and, you know, it's not for everybody.
No.
Our ratings show that a lot of majority of the people in the Carolinas like it.
Yeah, we're just silly and we like to have fun. This is
so
Christina
good.
And Charlie. Christina, you're silly and you like to have fun, right?
Of course.
Okay, so, and you could say all 50 states in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Yeah, so can I. Kind
sometimes.
Of.
Sometimes.
Did we do that on a phone slam?
We did.
I can do it sometimes, too.
All
really?
Right, Christina. Do you want to be timed? Is there a time limit that you should do it in?
I mean, not really a time limit, but it's the same thing as the previous person. I learned it in a song in school, and I just have never forgotten it. So.
And what's the song?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Was that to the It's the End of the World song? That's
no.
what that sounded like.
That was the 50 nifty, man. 50 nifty United States from the 13 original colonies. It's a whole song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Christina, congratulations. I thought you were going to pass out around Nebraska. You hung in there. You did great. Thanks for calling and sharing your talent.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Shayla's back.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
You reappeared, Shayla.
Hi.
Yay!
Welcome back to the show. So glad you decided to join us.
Yeah, I accidentally hung up.
That's okay. I do that. If I was calling the show, I would accidentally hang up too.
All right. Everyone wants to hear the alphabet backwards, Shayla. Go.
VYXWUTSRQPONMLKJIHEFEDCBA.
That was really quick. You didn't leave out any letters because I lost you somewhere.
Wait, she did the alphabet?
Yeah.
I'm like, you, she missed something.
Backwards, yeah.
Wait, Roy goes, that was the alphabet?
That was really short.
Hang on, you missed some words. Do it again.
BYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHEFECCVA.
Yeah, man, she's doing it fast.
That was all of them?
Yeah.
I swear it sounds like she missed some. And let me just go front ways. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Hold on real quick because we only have about a minute.
It took Roy longer front That's what ways I wanna than do. It did
yeah.
her
right, I'm going to time Shayla backwards and Roy frontwards, okay?
All right.
Shayla, go.
BYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHEOHGFEDCBA.
Okay, so she messed up a little. Yeah. 7 seconds.
Okay, you ready?
All right, Roy, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know.
Yeah, you did it. I mean, he got it in 5 seconds, but she messed up. At first, she could have beaten you.
But man, when it goes backwards, you think she missed a chunk. Like, I felt like she skipped four letters. I was like, what?
You ever see that funny episode of Reno 911 where they asked the drunk guy to do the alphabet backwards?
Oh,
and
yeah.
He nailed it.
He nails all of the sobriety tests.
But he also goes, he goes, E-D-C-B-A. Like, he sang it backwards.
And then at the very end, he's like, I did really good for someone that's drunk. And they're like,
you gotta get up.